أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. اللهم صل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر، وحفه بملائكتك المقربين، وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم وغاصبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم من ليلنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أحد الظالمين. صلوات. We had looked from the Holy Quran verses that were referring to Imamat in general, where we can pick up what are the qualities of an Imam, what is the level of their knowledge, their ismat, and so on. And yesterday, we embarked on understanding the imamat of our first Imam, Ali alayhi salam, that he is truly the successor of the Holy Prophet and that he is the first Imam. Today, continuing along the same lines, because I said this yesterday and I'm saying it again today, that there are 25 verses listed in the tafsir by Ayatollah Nasir Makarim Shirazi, where he quotes the verses and then quotes the tafsir from Sunni scholars, the ahadith narrated by the Holy Prophet from Sunni ulama, that these verses are referring to the status of Imam Ali al-Islam. But we will look at those verses that not only mention the fadail of Imam alayhi salam, but associated with that the rightful successorship to the Holy Prophet. There's a difference. You can talk about the fadail of our Imam from the Quran, but at the same time we need to prove that he was the true successor to the Prophet from the Quran. The first verse, and as we talk about these verses, I will give you evidence from the tafsir that is there. You want references, you can find the references in the Sunni tafsir, in the scholars, in the works of the Sunni scholars, as well as the Shia scholars. The first reference in the Holy Quran is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he appointed the Holy Prophet and asked him to declare that he is the messenger of Allah, the first command given to him was, warn your near ones. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ means call your near ones, your relatives, call them first and warn them. So before you declare that you are the messenger to the whole public, call your near ones. When I talk of Sunni scholars, you talk of Suyuti in his Durul Manthur, mashhur, very famous. You talk of Fakhr Razi in Tafsir al-Kabir. This is famous Sunni scholars. You talk of Tafsir al-Tabari. These are Sunni scholars who have done research and write about the events in which these verses were revealed. So when you talk of the first event in Prophet's life, where he called 30 or 40 of his own relatives, that included Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, these were all his uncles. Bani Abdul Muttalib were all called by the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet said that I have come to warn you that obey Allah, there is no God but Allah. Obey Him, for in His obedience lies success. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Then After giving them food, after everybody eating, you know what happened? Was the first day the Holy Prophet called them, there was just one leg of the lamb and one glass of some drink. And from that, there were groups of 10, there were 30 or 40 according to other narrations, 30 or 40 of his near relatives who came, groups of 10, 8 stood up. Another group of 10 came, 8 stood up. And whilst they were waiting, the whole 30 or 40 people finished eating, and the meat that was there initially was still there. This was a miracle. One leg of lamb. So Abu Lahab remarked, "Is this the magic and sorcery that you have invited us to see? What is this?" The Holy Prophet refused to comment on these remarks and said, "You go away, come back tomorrow again for another meal." Like, how and who, you know, who would say no? They came again the following day. And when they came again the following day, the Holy Prophet, after having given them the same clear sign that this is a miracle, a power given to me from Allah, that from such little food I can provide for all of you to your satiation. You know, you are satisfied to your satisfaction. Then the Holy Prophet said, "Believe in me. I have come to warn you that I am the messenger of God and I have brought the message of Allah." Then the Holy Prophet says, "Who will give me allegiance today so that he can be my wazir, my brother and my khalifa after me?" The hadith is very clear. Narrated by Sunni, narrated by Shia scholars, you will not find anything, any difference. Of course, we all know the story. When the Holy Prophet said that, only one person stood up, who according to certain narrations, he was 10 years old, according to some other narrations, 12 years old. But he stood up and he said, "Ana ya Rasulullah, I will be, O Messenger of God." The Holy Prophet told him to sit down. The second time again it was none other than Ali. The third time it was none other than Ali. When Imam Ali al-Islam stood up for the third time, then the Holy Prophet said, "Bear witness that Ali ibn Abi Talib is my brother, is my helper, is one who will be my wazir when I am away. He will settle my debts in my absence. وَإِنَّهُ خَلِيفَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ." That he is my successor after me. A declaration that the Holy Prophet made in the first instance, before he has even declared his message to the world, that it is Ali who will come after me. You know, Tabari is a great Sunni scholar. He has written Tafsir, he has written Tariq. Tariq Tabari is something else, Tafsir Tabari is something else. Tariq Tabari is where he has written history. And in his narration of history, where he is the same author, in his narration he has written this event in very clear words. When it comes to tafsir, now in this verse, what does he say? He says that when the Holy Prophet, in writing the same event that he has written in history, and in history he has mentioned that the Holy Prophet said, "Anta ya Ali, akhi wa waziri wa khalifati min ba'di," where he has written, when it comes to tafsir, he says the Holy Prophet said, "Qala Rasulullah, anta ya Ali, akhi wa kada wa kada." Tabari, yeah? He says, wakada wakada. You know what kada wakada means? Because in Swahili also we say nakadalik. Right? Etc, etc. The same author, when writing tarikh, reveals exactly what transpired, but when writing tafsir, wanted to suppress the true turn of events. This is the kind of hatred for Ali, that scholars wanted to hide the stark reality. So this verse is the first verse. You ask any Sunni, you want to refer to any Sunni books, you want to find evidence where in their books there is reference about Khilafat of Imam Ali al-Islam, successorship to the Holy Prophet of Imam Ali al-Islam. These are the verses you will find. The first verse is the Anzir Ashiratak al-Aqrabin, where there is Da'wat Dhul-Ashira. The second verse, and this is a very famous verse you have heard about, Prophet Musa alayhi salam in Surah Taha, when he says, "Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli." These are his prayers when he is appointed a prophet, when Allah tells him, "Go to Fir'aun, innahu tagha." Go to Fir'aun. At that time he prays that, "Now, O Allah, you have given me this task, give me this. Rabbi shrah li sadri وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي," make it easy. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي. Prophet Musa used to stutter. So he says, "Open the knot that is in my tongue. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي," so that they may understand what I am to say. And then he says, this is his dua, "وَجْأَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّن أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُسْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكُهُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا." Prophet Musa is reciting, "Now, O Allah, waj'al li waziran min ahli," give me an assistant, a wazir, a minister, from my family. "Harun akhi," my brother, Harun. "Ashdud bihi azri," this onus, this responsibility that you have given me, give him together with me as a strength so that we may bear the burden. "Wa ashrikhu fi amri," and let him be a partner in whatever I have to do. This is Prophet Musa's prayer. When the Holy Prophet was reciting this surah, he says, "This is like my dua to Allah. Ya Ali, anta minni bi manzilati Harun min Musa, illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di." O Ali, you are from me like Harun was to Musa, except that there is no prophet after me. So when we read this hadith is a very clear hadith. This hadith you will find even in Sunni books, that the status of Imam Ali al-Islam to Prophet was like Harun was to Musa. They think that Harun was just an assistant to was just a support to Musa. But when you recite the verses of the Quran, وَأَشْرِكُهُ فِي أَمْرِي, let him participate, let him be part of whatever I have to do. Verse number 3, Surah Al-Mujadila, where this verse is such a unique verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasoola, faqaddimu bayna najwaakum sadaqa. Where Allah tells those of you who believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasoola, when you want to talk privately with the Prophet, فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. Before you talk in private with the Holy Prophet, give some kind of sadaqah. The Holy Prophet, you know, people used to come to him, they wanted to talk to him one-to-one, not realizing that the time of the Holy Prophet was so precious, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, look, if you are serious, if you don't want to waste the time of the Holy Prophet. Many people came to the Holy Prophet to waste his time. Allah, the Holy Prophet was a person of immaculate etiquette. He would not turn a person away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that now you want to talk privately to the Holy Prophet, put your money where your mouth is. There is a fee. To deter people from wasting the Prophet's time. You know what happened? Nobody came to the Prophet. Nobody came to the Prophet. Except one person. Only one person. And Imam Ali al-Islam says with all his pride, he says, if there is a verse in the Holy Quran where nobody has practiced before me, nobody after me, I am the only one to have practiced that verse. It is this verse that Allah ordained on the companions, that if you want to talk privately to the Holy Prophet, give a sadaqah. When this verse was revealed, all those hundreds of companions who used to come and bother the Holy Prophet now suddenly disappeared because it was a question of money. But when it came to the Holy Prophet said, I had a dinar, I broke it into dirhams, I had 10 dirhams, I gave each dirham, and for 10 days, every day I would give sadaqah and then talk to the Prophet. I had the Prophet to myself alone, no disturbance. And I learned from the Prophet whatever I wanted to learn. Where are the people? Abdullah bin Umar writes, Abdullah bin Umar says, that I envy Ali for three things. So hadith that is mentioned in Durr Manthur by Suyuti, in Fakhr al-Razi's Tafsir Kabir, I envy, Abdullah bin Umar says, I envy Ali for three things. One, that he was the most competent to become the son-in-law of the Holy Prophet. Two, that he was the most competent in being granted the alam for Khaybar when companions of the Holy Prophet had gone and failed. Now the Holy Prophet said, tomorrow I will give this alam to somebody who will not come back. Karrarun ghayra farrar. This was Ali. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, the third is that he is the only one who can lay claim to having practiced one verse that nobody has practiced in the Quran. You talk of Iman, you talk of Salah, you talk of Zakah, you talk of Jihad, you talk of Hajj. You will have so many come forward that I have done it. You will have so many companions of the Holy Prophet that I have done it. But this verse that was active only for 10 days, because then it was removed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَشْفَقْتُمْ, the same verse. But is it too difficult for you? Is it hard for you to pay? okay, Allah has forgiven you. Forget it. No more sadaqah. Now to go talk to the Prophet. But during the time when the verse was active, there was only one person who put it into practice, and that was Imam Ali al-Islam. Now, and there are two instances, two verses that we are going to talk about now, were instances where the Holy Prophet needed representation in person, and he sent Imam Ali al-Islam. The first was, and I'm sure we have heard this so many times, was the eve of Hijrah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And from amongst men, from amongst people, are those who sell their souls for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was so unique? The Prophet asked Ali that, could you sleep where I am supposed to sleep? See, we have to understand. Suyuti, in his Dur al-Manthur, so Sunniya, he writes the incident, this particular narration that was narrated by the Prophet and by Imam Ali al-Islam after the event. He narrates this incident that on that eve of Hijrah, when the Holy Prophet came to Ali al-Islam and said, Ya Ali, I have to save my life. Allah has commanded me to flee from Mecca and migrate to Medina. Will you take my place and sleep on the bed so that the enemies think that I am still here? Imam Ali al-Islam asked this question, that will my sleeping on your bed save your life? Qala bala. The Holy Prophet said yes. The Imam Ali al-Islam said, then go. Because Imam Ali al-Islam was concerned for the welfare of the Holy Prophet. He was worried that the Holy Prophet would go all the way to Medina and Imam Ali would not be accompanying him to protect him in the way. That was his worry. So he asked, would my sleeping in the bed save your life? And the Holy Prophet said yes. Now, Dur al-Manthur Suyuti narrates that in the throne, fi arshillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the two archangels, Mikael and Jibrail, and says, you are the chiefs of all my angels. Tell me, if I was to give one of you life and one of you death, who would choose to live? If I told you just now, Allah is addressing Mikael and Jibrail. If I were to give you, that out of the two of you, I would give life to one, and the other one would have to die, who would choose life? And the both said, I would choose life. Allah tells them, you go down and see what is happening. Go and see, this is my servant who has chosen death to give life to my messenger. Who would rather die to save my messenger? Go and see and understand why they are better than you. This was the status that where the Holy Prophet wanted to leave behind somebody to represent him, not only physically. First of all, it was, of course, a plot, a conspiracy to deceive the enemies, where Imam Ali al-Islam slept in the bed of the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet, by a miracle, passed between the ranks of the enemies and went away. But not only that, on the following day, when the the enemy's attack, they saw that this was Ali and that Muhammad had gone away. They went after the Holy Prophet, leaving Ali. Now Ali al-Islam was there in Medina to distribute whatever amanat that had been left behind, whatever debts that had to be settled by the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet left behind one person to represent him, and that is Ali bin Abi Talib. He didn't leave behind anybody else, because he considered Ali alayhi salam to be the most competent, to be the most able to represent him whilst he moves and migrates from Makkah to Medina. This is one verse. Second verse. These are verses that when the Holy Prophet got revelation that declared to the mushrikeen of Makkah that our pact is now broken. Because of the deeds of the people of Makkah, the Holy Prophet is in Medina. Because of their actions of the people of Makkah, the Holy Prophet is told now that go and declare to the people of Makkah that from now up to Hajj, after that our pact is broken. There is no more pact. These are the verses of Surah At-Tawbah, the first few verses of Surah At-Tawbah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم براءة من الله ورسوله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Holy Messenger are now washing their hands away from a pact that was signed between the mushrikeen of Makkah and the muslimin of Medina, because of what transgressions the people of Makkah had done. So these verses come. The Holy Prophet sends Abu Bakr, and this is unanimously accepted by Shia scholars and Sunni scholars, that in history the turn of events were that Abu Bakr was first sent with those verses, that go Abu Bakr and read these verses to the people of Makkah. So Abu Bakr takes the verses and goes, and as he goes, embarks on a journey towards Makkah to declare these verses, Jibreel comes to the Holy Prophet and says, Ya Muhammad, Allah tells you, Allah has conveyed to you that these verses have to be declared to the people of Makkah only by you or by someone representing you from your family. لا يقرأها عليهم إلا أنت أو رجل من أهلك. Or a person, a man from your family. So the Holy Prophet, and this is narration, this incident is narrated in the books of Sunni and Shia alike, that the Holy Prophet turns to Ali and says, Ya Ali, go, take these verses from Abu Bakr and you go and make the declaration. History has recorded that Imam Ali al-Islam goes and he gets to Abu Bakr before Abu Bakr gets to Makkah, takes away the announcement from him, the declaration from him, telling him that the Holy Prophet has instructed me to go and declare these verses. He takes the verses. What happens? Abu Bakr comes running back to Medina. Ya Rasulullah, anazala fiyya shay'an, has something been revealed about me that you recalled me? And the Holy Prophet said, Bala ya Abu Bakr, fa innahu ja'a Jibra'il. Yes, O Abu Bakr, Jibra'il came to me, wa qala li, Ya Muhammad, la yaqra'uha illa anta aw rajulun min ahlik. That, O Muhammad, nobody recites these verses except you or a member of your family. And that is why I have sent Ali alayhi salam. See, the words that Jibreel brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that these verses are read out to the people of Makkah by you or somebody from your family. Nobody else. So where the Holy Prophet wanted a representation for himself, he sent none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib. Whether it was in the night eve of Hijrah or it was to the people of Mecca, none other than Ali alayhi salam. So my brothers and sisters, there is overwhelming evidence in the Quran. Yes, I got an interesting question. Somebody was asking me, why is there no clear evidence? Why is there no Aliyun Khalifatu Ba'adur Rasul Madalan in the Holy Quran? Why is there not in the Holy Quran very clear signs so that there is only one madhab to follow? A very good question. Very good question. You know, we have to understand, and I will take a bit time, please, because I want to finish this and then go on to about 12 imams from tomorrow. But today, I want to finish this. We have to understand that the Quran is very clear. It is the veils that are in our eyes. The Quran is very clear. It is our understanding of the Quran, our what is called in Arabic ta'assub, that the Muslims hated Ali so much. See, the companions during the time of the Prophet, during the time of the Holy Prophet, were those who were descendants, relatives of people killed by Ali al-Islam in the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud. And they were waiting for opportune time to strike back. And you can see that when it happens in Karbala, when the words uttered by Yazid, that where are my forefathers from Badr and Uhud? Let them come and see that I have taken revenge for the blood spilt there. So you can see the hatred. There was so much hatred that if, and this is total analysis from scholars, that if there was clear mention of Ali as the successor, what would have happened? People would have changed the Quran because they hated Ali so much. Whereas Allah said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun." We will protect the Quran. And this is how he protected the Quran. There is enough indication that Ali is the successor. Short of him clearly saying that Ali is the successor, these indications, they did not change. There is enough indication that Ali is the successor. You know, I remember the words of Imam Hussein al-Islam in Dua-i Arafah. It is something similar like that. In Dua-i Arafah, Imam Hussein al-Islam talks about the existence of Allah. And he says, Ya Rab, mata ghibta hatta tahtaju ila dalilin yadullu alayk. O Allah, when were you ever concealed and hidden until there came a time when people are asking for evidence to point to you? When your existence is so abundantly clear, now people are asking, what is the proof of your existence? Mata ghibta, when had you concealed yourself? Similarly, when you recite the Quran, you find, where in the Quran is there no mention of Ali? That now we need evidence. Where is the mention of Ali in the Quran? There is enough evidence. If there is the veil of hatred, if there is the veil of this kind of misunderstandings, then yes, we will not find. But the Holy Quran is full of examples, is full of answers to people who are trying to find the true answers to the successorship to the Holy Prophet. We will look at now from tomorrow, inshallah, we will look at the verses that talk about the 12 Imams coming, culminating to our present Imam, our 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, inshaAllah.